Yes, we enter the Lorraine section of the
very
show.
Very Lorraine after 9
isn't
o'clock
it?
This
today,
morning,
isn't it?
Yeah.
And today we are talking letter writing. When was the last time, Joe, you wrote a letter, actually wrote it with your fair hand, with a pen?
Years ago.
Yeah, I can't remember.
I type a few out, but... Yeah, actually writing.
Emails. It's all emails, isn't it, now, and tweets. There's a new competition, a young letter writing competition that's being launched by the Royal Mail. National Young Letter Writing Competition. To talk about this is the former Blue Peter presenter. It's Helen Skelton. Good morning, Helen.
Good morning.
How are you?
God bless Lorraine. I like that I've been put into this section.
Oh, it is. It is. This is the lifestyle section. So, and this is definitely a lifestyle topic, Helen.
Yeah, it certainly is.
How are you? All right?
I'm very well, thank you.
Excellent. When's the last time you wrote a letter by your hand?
Do you know what? I think I bucked the trend because I write a lot of letters, mainly because my dotty but lovely old auntie writes letters to me every other week. And do you know what? It's brilliant because I get something in the mail that's not a bill, which is fantastic.
That's nice.
My husband has this now funny, sort of amusing relationship with my auntie who he'd never see or never have anything to do with because she handwrites letters. We think she keeps... We always joke about how she must keep card companies in business because she'll write a little letter, put it in the card and then post it to us. And it's so lovely. And I put them all in a box and I think, I hope one day... I'll probably lose them, but I'd like to think that one day I'll look back and I'll kind of remember. Because you're not going to look back at tweets or emails from 15 years ago, are you? But you probably will look back at letters.
That depends. If you've got time hop, you probably will look at your old tweets, Facebook updates. But I must admit that there is an auntie that writes to me, but I'm just horrendous at writing. My writing is just... like a spider's crawled across the page.
Yeah, but so that's what I don't type. Do it. It's like anything, isn't it? It's practice makes perfect. And if you did write regularly, then you would have nice writing.
Helen, no, but girls have better handwriting than men most of the time, I think.
No, that's just a classic boy excuse. I can't do it, so I won't do it.
I like writing, but I have to sort of print. So it's legible. Yeah, it is. It's block capital to me, because otherwise people just cannot read it. It's atrocious writing. It really is. Tell us a little bit more about this letter writing competition.
Well, all the information is online. So it's ichild.co.uk/Royal Mail. And what we want in schools to do is to sign up. You get a resource pack, an educational pack, which will encourage you and sort of show you how to write a good letter. And children up to the age of 14 can enter this. They've got to write a letter describing their dream job. So we're hoping it's not a chore. We're hoping it's a fun activity. Write a letter describing their dream job. They'll all go into the competition. Closing date is the 20th of November. And then we'll pick a winner. There are over 60 prizes. Top prize is £1,000 for the child who's written the best letter and £1,000 for the school as well. So there's loads of prizes, fun competition, and hopefully a nice thing to be involved with that you'll end up with a nice few skills from.
Yeah, it is a lifestyle skill that you need, being able to write a letter. Like it says in these figures, 67% of employers believe that a cover letter is one of the most important things. So it is key to actually getting a job.
But I think it's something that we probably take for granted, because we're probably, you're saying, oh, my handwriting's terrible, but we're still of that generation where you do write. Whereas now, most kids in schools don't write. You know, my sister-in-law's a lot younger than me, and she used to do her homework on a BlackBerry. So it's a different generation. So this, I know. So this letter writing will be lost, and that's why it's key to keep it going. I think we take it for granted. We're the generation who still write, but you know, my little boy will probably go to school and won't be expected to write. He'll do it all on an iPad or a tablet or probably some sort of new age mask or watch or something. So if we don't keep this skill going, then it will be lost.
That's crazy when you think of it like that, actually.
Well, it was all writing because, this is showing my age. When I was at school...
Did you write on a slate?
He did, yeah.
There was... No, there
you
wasn't that.
The roof.
There was one computer for 30 kids, a BBC Master System, which was horrendous.
Yeah, but look how much things have changed
exactly.
In such a short period of time. So what's going to happen next?
Oh, I have no clue. I have no clue what's going to happen next. But you're right. We do need to keep kids writing. My daughter's 3, so she's just starting to learn how to spell her name and just starting to learn to read. And it is key, because there is, you know, there's so many other things, Helen, that can, you know, take their time. I mean, the TV or the iPad or games consoles, there's tons out there.
And I think it'll go full circle. You know, like, as I say, a letter is something that we probably take for granted, but our children, because it is personal and it, people have taken time over doing it, I think they will become a lot more treasured again, and I hope so. And I mean, wouldn't you be upset if your daughter couldn't write you, you know, a little note in a birthday card when she grows up, because it's something she's never done?
Yeah. As long as she sends me a tweet, I'll be happy.
But she can't put £20 note in a tweet, can she, for you?
Yeah, that's pretty true. That is very, very true. So the website people need to go to find out a bit more information about this, what is that again?
www.ichild.co.uk/royalmail. And you've got until the 20th of November to enter. But if you go to that website, ichild.co.uk/royalmail, you'll get everything you need to know.
Now, it's been a while since you were on Blue Peter.
Yes.
But you seem to be doing like all sorts of other stuff now, right across the board. Is there something on TV that you think, actually, that's what I really want to do now?
Well, the thing is, I enjoy live telly, so that's why I do the sport. So I work in women's football and I do the swimming for BBC and the diving. And I like the live side of it, but I still do a lot of Country File, hence why I spend a lot of time in your neck of the woods. I still do a lot of Country File. There's always shows that come on and I think, oh yeah, I'd like to do that. I want to bring back Challenge Annika.
Yeah, that'd be good.
That would be good. Treasure Hunt. Bring back Treasure Hunt.
Well, anything where I get a helicopter.
That would be actually good. Challenge Annika. I used to love
Challenge Skeleton.
Challenge Skelly.
Challenge Skelly.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, I'd love to do something like that. But no, to be honest, I'm writing some children's books at the minute as well. So
really?
I've got loads of bits and bobs going on, fingering lots of pies, and yeah, it's
Now, of course, you're famously married to the rather wonderful rugby league player, Richie Myler. Just wondering about your rugby league knowledge and how into the sport you are.
Well, I know he plays in green boots.
Okay.
I do have to make him wear green boots so I know where he is on the pitch. I was brought up on football, so I'm not a rugby league girl. Obviously, massive, again, in your neck of the woods.
Okay.
Warrington have had some good trips and some not-so-good trips to Leeds this year.
Yeah, true.
The less said about those, the better. But, yeah, we're on the move. He's off to Catalan Dragons next year, so...
Yeah, that's right, yes.
Big change for us.
But it'll be very nice down there.
Yeah. No, do you know what? As I say, I was at a football ground every weekend until I met him, and now I'm at a rugby league ground every weekend. And it's true what they say, it's a real family. It's everybody knows everybody, everyone knows everybody's business, but it's brilliant. And, you know, the supporters are fantastic. God, Leeds have got some diehard supporters.
They certainly have. Your knowledge of rugby league would certainly serve you well in this next segment then, Helen.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so we're gonna test your knowledge on rugby league out, okay? You weren't expecting that. Let's just say this, you were not expecting this, okay? But I think you're going to be okay on this, all right? I think you're going to be okay. So here we go. Okay, question number one, Helen Skelton. In 2009, who was the most expensive teenage signing in rugby league history?
Richie Myler.
Oh! That's the correct answer. Well done, well done. Question number two. Which rugby league player was compared to Lionel Messi in an article after an audacious flick during a July game against Wigan?
Richie Myler.
Oh, look at that. That was very, very good. Okay. Question number three. Who was the Cooperative Player of the Year while playing at Salford in 2008-2009?
Richie Myler.
Very good. You are awesome at this. Question number four. Who was signed for Catalans from Warrington for next season?
Richie Myler.
That's the right answer. Yeah, well done. And your final question. Who made his England debut against Wales in October 2008?
Richie Myler.
Wow. He's the right. Oh, yes, there you go. There we go. Helen Skelton. You know your rugby league. It's good news. Good news.
There at the end, I was thinking, was that it? Yeah, that was it.
Well done, Helen. Congratulations
on
that.
And I can go home without getting a divorce.
Yeah, good news. Enjoy yourself in Catalans. I'm sure it's going to be absolutely wonderful down
there.
Thank you very much. ichild.co.uk/royalmail for more information on the letter writing competition. Helen Skelton, thank you so much for joining us. joining us on Radio Yorkshire.
Thank you very much. Nice to talk to you.